Hello and welcome back to Investfully. If you're new here, I hope you enjoy this little podcast I have going. Today's topic is sociology and artificial intelligence. I want to ask how sociology plays a role in artificial intelligence, if it even has one, and what is this importance of sociology within that field? I will also ask what is the importance of advancing classical sociology to properly representing a changing society? This is important because as society is exponentially progressing, the study of society is flatlined, and I want to ask these questions and ask hopefully the right questions. To start off the conversation, I'll give the broad definition of artificial intelligence, which is sometimes called machine intelligence, and it is the intelligence demonstrated by machines, unlike the natural intelligence displayed by humans and animals. We know that artificial intelligence is created by humans. However, there is a controversy on what these machines should do, what their purpose should be. It is argued that the machines can eventually replace humans. However, me personally, I feel like they are not meant to replace humans, but rather to allow us for us to excel and progress in certain fields and specialties. So basically bring out the best in humans. This is also another topic within the artificial intelligence community, is whether or not it should be replacing humans or helping humans. Replacing as in jobs or in healthcare and education, all of these other fields, or helping us. So I read an article this past weekend by a Russian scholar, and it was called "Sociology in the Age of Artificial Sociality: Search of New Basis" by Andrei Razev. He acknowledges that, and I quote, start quote, "Despite the presence of a large array of quantitative and qualitative information about the relationship between man and machine and about the interaction of people through machines, sociologists do little to deal with this issue, leaving it at the mercy of not cybernetics, but specialists in the field of computer science." End quote. By Andrei Razev. This basically means that sociologists want nothing to do with artificial intelligence, and it's not a sociologist problem. It is the computer science problem, or within that field, cybernetics. This is, I think, the author of this article is arguing that this is not completely true because sociology is the study of society and social phenomena. And we should be looking into how artificial intelligence will change our society as it progresses and interacts more and more with human beings. It's also highlighting how sociologists don't consider artificial intelligence to be a social problem in general, and the author argues against this notion, of course. And it is also a social problem because of the misrepresentation within computer science. We see that within the computer science field, in specifically, the dominant demography are white males. So if you have a bunch of white males making the code and policy networks of artificial intelligence, then what does that mean for how the artificial intelligence will perform its tasks? Will it be biased, or will it be representing certain fields differently? I'll just bring up a little bit more data. According to Data USA website, of the top five institutions awarding computer science degrees in 2017, oh wow, almost 78.6 of these degrees are awarded to males. Males, so that's a really large number. Within a closer look at the ethnicity of this field, we see that within that 78.6% of the degrees awarded, 34.6% are white, 14.8% are Asian, 6.91% are Hispanic, and then the really eye-opening number is 3.1% 4%, just 3% are black or African American, and so forth. And then you get into the unknown categories and the smaller proportions of ethnicities. The point here is that the field is highly skewed to represent a certain demography, which is white males. And when the artificial intelligence is coded by these predominantly white males, it produces bias within the machines themselves. It could be unconscious decisions made by the coders. However, the consequences of these decisions are real and not unconscious, and they can end up misrepresenting or perhaps not even representing entire demographies of people. For example, it could only look up a certain type of face or a certain type of person, or it can only help a certain person, the artificial intelligence. And this is obviously not correct or right, morally right. As we move along, going back to AI as a social I issue rather than just a cybernetic issue, it is going to be a social issue when artificial intelligence eventually, and I mean it will, become part of our family's households or parts of our education and studies, or when artificial intelligence becomes necessary in healthcare settings or work environments. It would not be an argument of whether the AI should be in the workplace or not. It would have to be in the workplace because it'll make sense. It'll make more sense to have it as opposed to not. It'll be like the new norm within our society that we should have these things because people deserve the best type of care or best type of education. Eventually, when regulations and all of those things settle down, because eventually technology will progress to a certain point where we can't just ignore it. What I mean by this is when we come to a point when technology is advancing at an accelerating rate, it'll be an exponential growth curve, and eventually we'll come to a point where AI is an arguably a huge aspect of our day-to-day lives, and it'll have to be included. AI and technology will have to be included in the study of social phenomena because it'll be such a large aspect of social phenomena. And this is not a problem of whether this is a sociologist's issue or not. It is a problem of how we perform sociological studies and how outdated classical sociology is becoming with the acceleration of our society as a whole. It's just common sense. If you keep the same type of study within, if you're studying something and you're studying it the same way, however, that thing is changing so fast and at an accelerating rate. It makes no sense to keep the same type of theories and, everything, the same empirical studies that we perform with sociology, the same. So the problem is not the advancements of society, but how we study it and perform our studies at the end of it all. To catch these social phenomena in real time, which is what I'm proposing, we would need real-time data and huge amounts of it if we want to perform sociology differently. I would think that we would need to catch these social phenomena waves in real lifetime. This is a I don't believe it's ever been done before. Trends are different than social phenomena. It would need huge amounts of data, and that introduces privacy issues as well. Take Facebook or Google or any large tech company that has an insurmountable data at its dispose. For example, Tesla's autonomous driving. It is AI that collects large amounts of data from its very own drivers of Tesla's vehicles. And from this, it makes policy networks and allows for the car to drive on its own eventually. Soon we won't need humans to drive cars because we will have the necessary data for it. It does become an ethical issue now, though. How we use this data without invading people's privacy or people's privacy being stolen. I believe everyone has the right to privacy. That's me personally. And that's also the Constitution of the United States of America. So, but it is a thin line of catching social phenomena in real time versus abusing people's privacy if we were to consider performing sociological study this way. In theory, be much this would be much like China's security and ethics issue if we were to do this. There are cameras everywhere with Skynet within China. It's called Skynet, just like the Terminator. Nobody's allowed any privacy in the communist country because the communist leaders would like to know who's trying to coup or rebel or form coalitions against them. So they're trying to keep everybody in check, be model citizens and all of that sort. Whether we as a culture or society accept this or not is not up to me. It is a collective decision we all must make. It's much like groupthink. Once the collective group makes the decision, whether it's good or bad decision, it'll be enforced. Though I do personally disagree with it. We see privacy slowly becoming less and less prominent. Just alone with how media represents humans in general. We're just avatars in the cloud, which allows for the dissolution of the self as well. This means that we have less and less perception of our own self, so how are we going to keep ourselves private within the large cloud if we're just avatars in pictures and images? We're not real human beings. Communication is just exchanging of information and data, never meaningful action, and the lost privacy is part of the new norm within the society. And I'm speaking about today, not with how AI would affect us. I'm speaking about the democracy as an ideation of the past. It is not something I agree with, but it feels like it is happening whether my beliefs remain firm or not. I do think advancement in social sciences is necessary for sociology to be considered one of the stronger sciences, or just even not a weak science in general. How we decide to proceed with this will be interesting to look at. And the main point here is sociology would need to produce knowledge rather than just study knowledge. Sociology can be considered one of the most important fields of study if we can produce this knowledge, such as catching social phenomena. And this is I think would be a huge impact on how sociology classes are taught, or and it would also be a combination between artificial intelligence, cybernetics, sociology as a field, and then we would catch all of these real life or real time waves of social phenomena. And you might ask, how is that going to be done? Just collect all the data without invading people's privacy somehow, that produces bias. No bias, a large sample size. And I think it'll happen soon, within the next 20 years, when we reimagine the study as a whole. I would like to bring classical ideas and theories into the advancement of our society and the study of our society as a whole. It would make sense, because just because it's our society is advancing doesn't mean we can't study it the same. I agree with that. Empirical study is important within it makes sociology. And yeah, so that's what my thoughts are on artificial intelligence, sociology as a study. It can be considered a weak study. I don't think I explained why. It's considered a weak study because it's malleable to political agendas as well as biases. People in power in specific can teach sociology to a specific type of group and in a specific manner. The pedagogy of sociology can produce high biases with whoever is teaching it at the time. This means if, for example, Vladimir Putin of Russia were to want and teach sociology as a science, he would produce it in a way that Or he would deliver sociology in a way that benefits him. This is why sociology can be considered a weak science. And it's also a weak science because it's studying phenomena of the past. To study phenomena, we need to look at what happened, gather empirical information and data, and then we would need to collect all of this and analyze it, and from there we'd barely make the conclusion. So it would take at least like 10 years or 5 years of study, and it would have to be a conversation with the scientific community, which is what science is. That's why it's called a social science. So once we have this conversation within the sociological or within the sociology community, only then would it be considered a social phenomena. However, if we did this in real time with proper computation and cybernetics, this would be game changing for how we look at knowledge, because it's a thing of the past, really. Social phenomena is the thing of the past. And if we can make it so that it's part of the present, and you might say that, oh, it's already been done. It's already being done with certain demographies, and when we do the census and stuff like that, we get these waves. Census is only done once every 10 years, I believe. And that's not even re representative of it technically tries to, but it won't. Not every only people who want to respond to the census will respond. That's my take on it, at least. And if we're able to collect data in an ethical manner without invading people's privacy, then that would change the field as a whole. And I hope you enjoyed this topic in general. I'm really, really interested in AI. I've read around four topics just this past week, or four articles just this past week. It really interests me as a whole, and I think it'll change. It'll actually be taught in as a class in general. The sociology of artificial intelligence. You have these classes: sociology of organizations, of group dynamics, of medicine, of all these topics, of religion, race, and ethnicity. I think artificial intelligence will be one of the main prominent studies of sociology within the next 10 to 20 years, because it'll be such a big aspect of our life, and it'll advance at exponential rates. And by exponential, I mean the curve will go up and up and up, like compound interest, because that's what technology is. It compounds upon itself. And it's a conversation between scientists, just like all sciences are. So thank you so much for tuning in on this week's episode of Investfully. It was a little bit longer. I'm trying to make them longer in general. The podcast should not be 5 minutes long. I want to make them at least 20 minutes. This one's around 18 minutes so far, but thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all the support. I really love all the listeners from everybody. I have a listener from Singapore, I believe, Sweden as well. So thank you so much, and I hope to catch you next time. Bye bye.